Most of us have dealt with online drama. Maybe an argument that got out of hand, or someone who just wouldn't stop harassing us. But in Mount City, Tennessee, Janelle Potter took it to a terrifying extreme. After being unfriended on Facebook, Janelle created a fake CIA agent to convince her own father that their neighbors were dangerous. She was so convincing that her dad actually believed it, and proceeded to murder Billy Payne and Billie Jean Hayworth in their own home. Two young parents lost their lives over a Facebook fight. Their baby was found still safe in his mother's arms, but his parents were gone forever. It's a chilling reminder that sometimes the most dangerous person in your life might be hiding behind a computer screen.
It's Friday, and you're listening to MU Minis.
Hey, crime crew, it's Melissa, and I want to welcome you to MU Minis, where every Friday we cover big crimes in a fraction of the time. But don't worry, because our full-length deep dive episodes still air every Tuesday on our YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts. Our theme this month is Small Town Secrets, so be sure to like and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out. Now let's get into this week's mini. We've all been there, scrolling through Facebook, maybe getting into a heated argument in the comments, or dealing with that one person who won't stop posting drama. Most of us roll our eyes, maybe block someone, and move on with our life. But in the quiet mountain town of Mountain City, Tennessee, what started as typical social media nonsense spiraled into something absolutely unthinkable. So picture this. It's 2012, and Facebook is still relatively new territory for a lot of people. Janelle Potter, a woman in her 30s still living with her overprotective parents, thought she had found her place online. She could be anyone she wanted to be, she could make friends, maybe even find romance. But when things went south with some local neighbors, Billy Payne and Billie Jean Hayworth, Janelle's online world collided with reality in the most devastating way possible. It all seems so petty when you think about it. Some perceived online bullying, a few unfriended profiles, maybe some nasty messages back and forth. The kind of stuff that happens on social media every single day. But for Janelle, this wasn't just digital drama. It became an obsession that consumed her completely. Here's where the story gets really twisted. Instead of just blocking her former friends or, you know, maybe talking to a counselor about her feelings, Janelle did something that still makes investigators shake their heads. She created an entirely fictional person, a CIA agent named Chris, and she started sending her own parents terrifying emails about how their daughter was in mortal danger. Can you imagine getting messages supposedly from a government agent telling you that someone is planning to hurt your child? Janelle's parents, Marvin, Buddy, and Barbara Potter were already incredibly protective of their daughter. They believed every word she said. The emails got more and more urgent, painting Billy and Billie Jean as dangerous threats who needed to be stopped before they could hurt Janelle. And that's exactly what happened. On January 31st, 2012, Billy Payne and Billie Jean Hayworth were gunned down execution style in their own home. When police arrived at the horrific scene, they found something that broke everyone's heart. The couple's infant son was still alive, nestled safely in his mother's arms. Even in her final moments, Billie Jean had protected her baby. The investigation that followed revealed just how deep Janelle's deception went. Computer forensic experts traced every single one of those CIA agent emails back to the Potter family's home computer. There was no Chris. There was no government conspiracy. There was just a lonely, troubled woman who had spun such an elaborate web of lies that she convinced her father to commit murder. Think about that for a second. Janelle Potter created a fantasy so convincing, so detailed, and so frightening that her dad, a man who loved her enough to do anything to protect his daughter, actually believed that killing two innocent people was the only way to keep his daughter safe. Billy and Billie Jean never saw it coming. They were just out there living their lives, raising their baby, and probably had no idea how deep Janelle's obsession with their supposed online bullying had become. They unfriended someone on Facebook and they paid for it with their lives. This case isn't just about murder. It's about how the internet can amplify our worst instincts and how easy it is to lose sight of what's real when you're living in an online bubble. It shows us what can happen when digital drama meets real-world mental health issues and family dysfunction. More importantly, it's a reminder that behind every screen is a real person with real feelings, real problems, and sometimes real dangerous intentions. The Mountain City Facebook murders changed how we think about cyberbullying, online harassment, and the very real consequences of our digital actions. It's a story that makes you wonder about the person behind that anonymous profile, that angry commenter, or that friend request from someone you don't quite remember. Because sometimes the most ordinary looking people are hiding the most extraordinary secrets. Have you ever encountered fake profiles online? Tell us your story in the comments. That's all for this week's MU Mini. Tune in on Tuesday for our next full-length episode. And until then, stay safe, stay curious, stay unscripted.